So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
We are back. It's a Football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, we are 50 hours from kickoff, Ike. How you feeling, brother?
Feeling pretty good, brother Spike. It is game day Friday. Fritz, I don't even have time to mess around today. I'm just saying, no. Strap on your seatbelt. We got a big game coming up Sunday. Woosah. Holla at your boy.
Get out of here. Give a little 6 minutes to Bobichette later. Maybe seven.
Seven?
Yeah, depending on how much we go back and forth when I tell you it's not going to happen. Six minutes.
You can only choose one.
What? No.
Winning Sunday. Yeah,
stop. Bobichette. But like,
that's a Fritz and Six.
Fritz and Six topic. So it's a big Football Friday show. Costos joins us around 2:40. Give you your picks for the weekend. Elliot will join us at 3. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast is back. That'll happen at 3:30. Jaws at 4. I'm sure Rios will join us later. Tommy down the shore. The belt at 4:30. But Ike.
Yes, it is.
We haven't done an on-the-record Friday in a long time, but it is an on-the-record Football Friday. I'm also throwing in there, it's a tell-the-truth Friday.
So always.
You got to go on the record, and you got to tell the truth. I got to go to you first. What I'm looking for, we'll give our predictions later. What I'm looking for on-the-record Friday, tell-the-truth Friday, is your confidence level. Mm-hmm. Like, Monday, you came out. Like a bat out of hell.
I did.
And you were like, Spike, I'm nervous about how confident I am. But we are 5 days into this week. We've talked about the 49ers a lot. We've talked to 49ers people. We've talked to our experts. So your confidence level here on the Record Friday and Tell the Truth Friday.
Yeah, I'm pleasantly surprised to learn that nothing has changed.
Still
I'm
very
just
confident.
As confident as I was earlier in the week, if not even more confident, that this Eagles team is primed to go on a run. Now, listen. I'm not sitting here telling you this is going to be some sweep through the playoffs where they dominate every team. But what I am feeling is that we are the more seasoned, grizzled team. We are defending champions. And there's something to the idea of trying to get through the regular season for this moment, for the postseason, and the fact that they have an opportunity to add another Lombardi trophy to their resume and do something that not very many teams have done in the history of this game and be repeat champions. I think that's enough of a motivating factor in the juices from this city. Because you know what? We're not sleepwalking through this thing.
No.
This weekend is about to start getting cranked up around here. The green lights will be on Boathouse Road at night. All the buildings will be lit with green, midnight green, getting ready for the game Sunday. Yeah, I'm pumped up for this one. And I got to even say for myself, as much as I enjoy football, and I enjoy every week win, lose, or draw, I enjoy the anticipation of getting to game day and seeing what our squad is going to do. This is the moment that I've been waiting for. This is the moment since training camp started. It's like, I don't want to rush and fast forward through the regular season, but it's the postseason because that's what matters. Let's go get this Lombardi trophy again. Back-to-back. Back-to-back. Not since the Flyers did it have we had back-to-back champions in this
50
city.
50 years.
Yes.
215-592-9494. It's an on-the-record Friday and also a tell-the-truth Friday. You have to tell us how confident you are. If I were to ask you on a scale 1 to 10 about Sunday's game,
Where
is the confidence level?
I'd say 8.5.
That's very confident.
Yeah,
that's very confident. So I started off the week, I didn't sound this way, but I started off the week very confident. I looked at the 49ers and I said, this is a team that seems like they're out of gas. They had a nice regular season. Wow, look at what they did given all the injuries. Mm-hmm. But it sort of felt like the 49ers season collapsed when they lost to the Seahawks last Saturday night. But I'm sort of not opposite of you. As the week has gone on, I've gotten like less confident. The 49ers look like they're going to have Trent Williams on Sunday, which is a help for them. And I started thinking more about the Eagles and how every single game this year, not every game, but almost every game has been close. And then here's what really got me, right? The Niners have a bad defense, right? And we think, well, we can score points on this defense.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look at that very Seahawks-Niners game. Seahawks scored 13 points on this Niners defense. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't make the Niners defense good, but Seattle scored 29 points a game this year. But what it does tell you is that, like, you could go into this game and not dominate that defense, you know? And I've just seen too many times where the Eagles go in there and we see a defense, the Bears game, the Buffalo game. We can run on this defense. We can run on this defense. We can throw the ball in the middle of the field on this defense, and we don't do it. So, like, I would say I am sort of confident. I'm going to end up picking the Eagles to win, but I am not the same confident I was at the beginning of the week. I'm not, 6.5. Maybe I'm 6.5 is sort of where I am if you're at 8.5.
Perfect.
Perfect, right. Well, don't you want me at like 3? Isn't this? Okay. 215-592-9494. Jack, where are you?
It is Tell the Truth Friday.
Yeah, it is Tell the Truth Friday.
Always.
So I'm being honest. Yeah, where are you?
We put our hand on the Bible, so I'll tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. We're entering these studios.
Yes.
So I'm pretty confident.
Okay.
I'm pretty confident. And it actually goes back to yesterday's topic about the Eagles. Like, I'm more worried about the Eagles. I'm worried about what they're going to do. Like, they're gonna muck this game up. It's going to be 10-6 at halftime.
Yep.
People are going to be like, oh my God, they're really going to lose to the Niners. And then they're probably going to win. The template is the 23 Chiefs. That is who they are. They don't have a great offense. They should have a better offense. But they have a great defense. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have to accept that in the playoffs, they're going to most likely win ugly. And that's what I expect on Sunday.
What if a defense is not winning ugly?
Sure. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like when you transition back into Ikey defense.
Yeah.
Because for about 6 years there, it was all Ikey-o, you know. But I just don't think that they're like capable of a put it all together, let's go put on a show kind of team. So they're probably going to win. Yeah. I think they're going to win, but I'm not saying, like, lock it in.
Well, and the thing about winning with defense is you're going to have more close games.
Yeah.
If you're winning based on an okay offense and a good defense, it means these games are going to be tight into the fourth quarter. So, and that's really what we had in the first two games of the playoffs last year when the offense was better, right? So we had a close game against Green Bay.
Yep.
It didn't feel close, but it was close.
Yeah.
And then the Rams, you know, ended up going right down to the bottom. So right down to the end of the game. So it is an on-the-record Friday, 215-592-9494. We got to know your confidence level, but it is also a Tell the Truth Friday, so you cannot lie, and I will call you out if you do. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
I'm pretty confident. I wouldn't say very.
Wow.
You know, I got my trepidations, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I don't, like, y'all say y'all don't take a lot out of that last game. I take a lot out of that last game, and let me tell you why. Because, you know, I'm sitting back here, and I'm like, oh, of course Tanner McKee about to light up the Commanders' defense. We're going to come in here on Monday, got to defend our quarterback because people going to be wanting Tanner McKee to start. And then I'm watching the offense, and it's a lot of the same stuff. Like, it's like, and I get it was backup players, but it's like, you know, Tanner McKee rolling out, nobody really open, you know, getting goofy penalties at the goal line. And it's like that falls on coaching. And it's like I know with different players, better players, it could have been different. But it's like I'm not seeing nothing like – I was told, not by you, I'm just saying in general, Dan Orlovsky, Chris Sims, all these guys telling me, you know, all these reports that, oh, it's the quarterback, he wanted to run this way. But when I see Tanner McKee in there, he's doing the same stuff. And this isn't a Tanner McKee show. I'm just saying it's like the offense looked very similar. So I'm like, well, maybe it's not the quarterback like they were saying. So I'm confident because I'm looking at the players, kind of like I said all week, like we got the better team. You know what I'm saying? Last year, you know, with the NFC North, the Packers, the Lions, all that, they had a great season. But when they got to the postseason, they was playing good games every week. You know, they went up against the Commanders. They were the Commanders and the Lions. The Lions was dealing with a lot of injuries. It finally showed up against, like, in the postseason, you know. So maybe the 49ers, they could be facing that same kind of revelation, you know. You're going up against a team that's healthy, a decent Super Bowl contender. You've been facing a lot of injuries, and they might just not have enough. So that's why I'm putting, you know, my lies right there. I don't think we're going to blow them out. You know, I think like maybe a 24-13, 24-14 type of victory. I pray we get 24 points. I'll take a victory if it's 3-0. But you know, I'm hoping we put something together. Like yeah. it's like it's hey, it's game. It's Sunday.
Yes.
We're in postseason. When my quarterback say, "Do you got it in you? Is it in you?" Pause. Like what did
well,
he say?
Yeah.
Like you know what I'm saying?
Corey,
like,
Corey, can I offer a dose of optimism about this past Sunday? If we think about it a little differently. I feel generally the same way you do, but then I thought to myself, we were on the 1 yard line and didn't score, and the offense did look better when Devontae was in there, and then we should have been on the 1 yard line again with the Cooper penalty. So like,
but that happened with the starters too. You see what I'm saying? Like
right.
there were times we got to the 1 yard line and there would be a penalty and it knocks us out.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. You
right,
know,
right,
so
right,
it's
right.
like. That's what I'm looking at. It's not, I'm not putting it on the player. I get what you're saying, but it's like there was times this season where we're at the 1 yard line and we get a legal formation penalty. Like it's like, come on, guys. Like we the best team in the league on paper. Like get your head out your ass and show why you the champs. You know what I'm saying? Like please don't get knocked out on Sunday to the 49ers. Listen, I don't care what y'all got to do.
Not happy.
Do not lose to the 49ers on Sunday. Bust these dudes. Pause. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's take care of business. It's game day. On Sunday, let's go, baby. Like, you know, I don't care. If y'all listen out there at the NovaCare, listen. We about to go on a run. You know what I'm saying? Kevin Petullo, you want your house. You want your job. Cousin Chuck talking about they going to throw eggs at you and turn you into an omelet.
No.
If you don't want that happen. Come on, man. Put something together. Make it the best game plan you ever came for. Like, I don't care if you got to pull, watch Disney movies and come up with them plays that they be coming up with. Remember the Titan plays. I don't care. Win the game, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Corey. So you know what it sounds like to me from Corey is this is going to be an interesting Friday because Corey would normally come in, and even if he only felt pretty confident, he would say very confident. He would pound his chest.
Yeah.
He couldn't do it. And it sounds to me like people are a little and you know, he said, we're going to go on a run at the end. That was, you know, trying to make up for the rest of the call.
He always gets there by the end.
Yeah. But there was a moment in there where I felt like Corey was more scared that they were going to lose than excited to go win.
Yeah.
And it seems like everyone is a little worried. And to your point about yesterday's show and Jack said, everybody's just a little worried about the Eagles. It's not about
the
49ers.
The
yeah.
Let's
yes.
be specific.
About
it's
the offense.
It's the Eagles offense.
Yeah, about the Eagles offense.
Worried about, yes.
Yeah, so like.
They're worried about Jalen's play.
Yes.
They're worried about the offensive line being able to block. Will we be able to run the ball? And you wouldn't be as concerned about not being able to run the ball if we had total confidence in our passing game.
Right.
So
right.
That's also a reflection of what you feel about the passing game as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a weird vibe. I know we're all excited. It is game day on Sunday, but it does feel like it feels more like I don't want to have to come in and defend what the hell happened on Sunday if they lose.
Well,
like there's this
there'll
fear.
Be no defense.
Yeah, no, of course.
Yes,
of course.
Yeah, there'll be no defense if this thing goes south Sunday.
Yeah. And that line's going up. It was 5.5 last night. I haven't looked today, but opened up at 3.5. Like all the wave of confidence seems like it's going toward the Eagles
as this game goes closer. Here's the other thing that I feel and why I feel confident. I do believe that Jalen will come out and quite possibly play. I mean, I don't think he's going to throw the ball like he did in Minnesota, where he had the perfect quarterback rating. You know, he may not put up the numbers that he put up against the Giants the next game, where I think he threw 4 touchdown passes in that game. But as far as I could see him accounting for at a minimum 3 touchdowns Sunday.
Yeah, 2 passing, 1 running.
Or 2 running, whatever. Yeah. Like, I see it. I honestly believe this is what he looks forward to because it's an opportunity to reestablish what he believes in himself and for everybody else to see this is what I do on these type of stages. I just don't see him not playing well Sunday.
Well, and I do see the running coming back on Sunday. And some of the best running performances of the year, some of the best offensive performances of the year, not the Minnesota game, but the first Dallas game until the delay, the Oakland game, the first Washington game, was Jalen running some scrambles in there, actually. So 215-592-9494. It's On the Record Friday. Also a Tell the Truth Friday. What is your confidence level for Sunday? Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie Baby, Happy Friday. What's poppin', fellas? Hey, Boo.
What's up, Boo?
What up, Yosh?
Man, look, man, I'm pretty confident. Mm-hmm. My only reserve is what the offensive coordinator do. Like Ike just said, I feel like I'm not worried about Jalen. I ain't worried about nobody on the offense. I ain't even worried about the line. I'm just worrying about what the OC going to do. We just got to come out here. We got to control this line. We got to stay clean with the ball. We got to dictate the tempo. We should come out here and bully this team on Sunday. It's one and done now, man. And we know that this thing is ours. Like, we are playing for what we already have. We want to keep it in-house. So I'm pretty confident. They come out and they do those things I just named. I'm hedging on very confident after that. And for all us fans, what we need to do to calm our anxieties and our anxiousness on Saturday night, everybody get some. Everybody get some on Saturday night. Not tonight. I'm even going to hold back from – you know it's Frisky Friday.
It's Frisky Friday.
It's Frisky Friday. I'm chilling tonight. I'm chilling. I'm gonna eat some baked beans or something so my wife don't even want to come near me tonight because it's going to be sensational Saturday. Everybody get some tomorrow.
If I gave you my wife's number, would you text her? Just let her know.
Let her know that tomorrow's let her know tomorrow's
tomorrow's the day.
I was there to give you some.
It's a scheduled freaky Saturday.
Yeah, that's fine. It's fine. We're older now. We can schedule. There's no problem with that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, man,
yeah.
You're supposed to schedule when you get older. You know, things happen in life. Women go through things. Men go through things.
Yep.
What's the name? Everybody working hard. You got to schedule. That's why Friday is mandatory. Saturday is a strong possibility. Sunday, anything in the week? Well, I'm happy, you know, a fat kid just got out of fat kid. Talking about, hey, and that just, hey, man, I'm telling you, my anniversary week,
Oh, my God.
All right, going back to this. Yes.
It was great.
What'd you think of the
date? My wife was surprising me. I was drinking my sleepy time tea, thinking I was going to bed, drinking my warm water and my tea. And next, she's like, what's up? Turn the TV off. I had the Avengers queued up, ready to go to sleep, thinking I'm Thor, but boy, I was still awake saying, Odeon! Hulking out, baby. Hey, man, we going to win this game. I'm pretty confident, but we're going to win this game, baby. E-A-E-L-E-S!
Bam. That was not right. Hold on. Run that back again.
Yeah. Maybe it was the phone. Maybe it was the phone. Yeah. Do that again.
No, I said E-A-G-L-E-S. Go Birds.
Okay.
No, man. Goodness. I'll never mess it up.
Man, the cadence is wrong. And you end when you're supposed to end with the Eagles.
I do what I want to do,
okay,
boo.
Fine.
I do what I want to do. Okay. And real quick, Bam, you don't put a burn cast on a bullet wound. Can't do it. Love y'all. I'll be back.
Right, see you,
I was trying not to go back to Bam's incident.
Well, yeah. that goes back to...
I think it was a firework.
I think so. Yeah. I think it's possible. Isn't that possible?
Then they told him.
Sure.
Yeah.
On New Year's, people light off fireworks for sure.
Like, you know, the more I thought about it, the more I'm like, hey, don't tell him it was a gunshot.
He'll go on the radio and say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he has.
Yep. Well, I mean, the legend now grows, so you might as well. Yeah, you know, everyone does seem worried about the Eagles. And it's fair. I think they've earned it, the offense, to your point.
Yeah.
I think they've earned it this year. And Petullo, if the offense doesn't perform, it'll be Petullo that gets the brunt of it. But you can be assured that the offensive line deserves a good portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the team as a whole, in terms of how disciplined they be from from pre-snap penalties and communication, they deserve it. Jalen deserves some of it as well. But you can be assured that Petullo will get most of it on Monday.
Yeah, but I'm going to hold off on that because I need to see how it plays out.
Yep,
I understand everybody wants him out, and I get that, and I'm not in that category. So I'm not so eager to jump and blame him for the loss, no matter how it unfolds. I don't believe we need to out-scheme the 49ers.
No. No, you just...
Like, this isn't a defense that we need to go out here and be complicated and try to make things difficult,
no,
quite frankly. Go out there and execute.
The lowest pressure rate in the NFL, the fewest sacks in the NFL, all backup linebackers.
All backup players. We don't need a Sean McVay style offense to score points against the Niners.
This could be, and I feel like I'm jinxing it, but like against this team in this situation, you could look a little bit like last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could, you know, if that week of rest was what you said it was, mm-hmm. you could go out and push them around a little
see,
bit.
That's what I'm hanging my hat on.
Is the week off.
Well, yeah. That's what they told me. What was most important. Yep. So then I need to see you come out looking fresh, energized, and I'm not going to say blow the 49ers out, sure. but let's go dominate this game.
Yeah.
How many games have they dominated this year? I mean, the Raiders and Giants games.
Yeah, like a couple.
Outside of those.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah.
A couple.
We'd love to see it.
Well, and here's the thing with me, because, you know, part of me felt like they dominated the Bills. From a defensive standpoint, they did.
Well, they did. Yeah. The defense has not been
until the end.
Yes, they did. Until the last two drives,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
We're not the greatest two-minute defense.
No.
For some reason. It's Fangio's kryptonite.
Yeah.
But I think Vic Fangio relishes at this type of a challenge, going up against a bright offensive mind like Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
Meaning they have to match wits. So That makes me feel confident. And as good as a defensive coordinator Robert Saleh is, don't have the horses.
No, yeah.
You don't have the horses.
How do we feel about Sirianni going back to many men today at practice?
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well.
He's getting in game mode. And the vibes were great in the locker room.
AJ was leading it.
Oh, AJ was leading it. The loudest locker room Elliott's ever heard.
I hope AJ's over last night.
Oh, I know. It was a tough
loss
one.
Last night.
He was wearing Super Bowl 59 gear while watching it. We like that.
So he's ready.
Yes.
215-592-9494. What is your confidence level? It is On the Record Friday. It is also a Tell the Truth Friday. And coming up next, we haven't talked at all about Hard Knocks this week, but I heard something on Hard Knocks from one of the defensive players that made me even more confident in this guy's future. So we will play that for you, talk about that as well. Kostos joins us. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz. I got no love for these. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell. No, there's no being sold. But I want to tell
us. This is WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. There is your 230 Tupac. You get 330 Country, 430 90s, 530 Creed. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. How confident are you that the Eagles will win Sunday? Very confident or pretty confident? What do you think the poll is at?
What the hell is the difference?
Oh, you're very confident? I'm pretty confident.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident
they're
going to win.
I would say it's the difference between an 8.5 and a 6.5.
Okay.
That would be my guess.
I would say very confident. And let's go with 69.
How about pretty confident at 59?
Ah, pretty confident.
Yeah, people don't know what to think. Now, I think,
yeah,
were they to beat the 49ers on Sunday, the wave will begin. Back to the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. They win Sunday's game. But I think people,
I'm surprised at this.
It's been a couple of weeks now. If you had asked them after the first Commanders game, maybe it would have been different. But it's been a while since they've seen the Eagles, you know.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Because I hear you, and I can buy that.
Yeah.
But I just wonder, where does all the pushback come from when you may be critical of the Eagles and everything else? Like, I don't get it.
Right, like,
everybody jumps up and it's rage bait and all this other stuff. But it's okay for you all to be kind of waffling on how confident you are in the team.
Yes, it's crazy.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I actually...
It's unbelievable.
Sometimes I'll say something, and, you know, they'll put out the clip, and I'll be like, well, you know, I don't know. Yeah. And they'll be like, well, you're not even from here, I guess. And I was like, oh, well, I don't know. But it does seem like generally people are, you know, they think they'll win. But
I'm surprised at that going into the weekend of the first playoff game.
Defending a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl champion. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess there is a little sense of nervousness around the city.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. It is an On the Record Friday.
I got y'all.
Yes, you certainly do.
I got everybody, don't worry.
It's an on-the-record Friday. Give us your confidence level. It is also a tell-the-truth Friday, though, so you can't lie. Mike in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's up, family?
What's up, Mike?
What up, Mike?
Oh, man, I tell you, if I got to put a number on it, I'm talking 11.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
You know, and I'll give you one reason, and that's talent level, right?
Yep.
And if we want to follow it up, it's that rest. Mm. We gave the best roster in the league an extra week rest.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like we can't, I don't think we can underestimate that, because you're talking about Jalen Carter coming off, the two procedures on the shoulders and then coming back against them Bills and dominating the best offensive line in football, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then, it's not the LTBB, but we got to let these young bucks buck. And I'm talking about Jalen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're talking Jalix Hunt.
Yeah.
He looks like he's turning it right back on to last year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that playoff run where he looked like he was going to come into this year and be one of the best pass rushers in the league along with Nolan Smith.
Yeah.
Mike, I do think you mentioned the week off. I thought they should have gone for the 2 seed. But the way that it worked out with them playing the Niners instead of the Packers have also had
the week
off.
They've also been off, yeah.
And the Niners had to play that Seattle game to try to get that 1 seed. Mm-hmm. And, they had hurt guys anyway. So I do think in this particular matchup, I think, next round it could hurt us. But in this particular matchup, having that week off, I think, really does benefit them.
Yeah, and you look at that. If you watch that San Francisco Seattle game last week, I mean, that was a playoff game.
Yep.
Them boys, I mean, every play was crunch.
Yep.
Like that. And you look at our defense and you look at Seattle's defense, they seem to be, Mike McDonald seemed to be rooted in a kind of Fangio style where if that front four can create that chaos, I mean, he can just, manipulate the offense to just, playing them like a puppet.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't know what's going to happen. And we got the dogs, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can shut down anybody in the league.
Well, even Adoree Jackson should look good in this game.
He should. I don't even they can target them all they want. I don't know who they're targeting
them
with.
I don't know who they're throwing the ball to,
Exactly. And you look at, Marcus Epps. I think Marcus Epps has had such an effect on Adoree Jackson's, right? Because you look at since Epps has been in, Adoree Jackson's play is, he looks like a different player.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I agree. Mostly,
we haven't played a good quarterback in a. We played Josh, but they didn't have any receivers on their team.
Right. So we had the Raiders game, the Commanders game, and the Buffalo game where there aren't wide receivers.
And even the Bears didn't have great wide receivers.
No. Yeah. So look, you're from a talent level. Thank you for the call, Mike. You're right. The 49ers have a talented roster, but half of that talent isn't playing on Sunday.
Yeah.
So I was watching. I didn't watch Hard Knocks until Thursday morning, Wednesday morning. It wasn't that eventful.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of Jordan Davis.
Okay.
And I thought he was on the sideline at practice talking to somebody, but I thought this from Jordan Davis, he's played great this year. We've talked about his, his body this year, mm-hmm. but how he was talking, I thought it was great. Here's how it went.
I want to be who I am. I want to genuinely be the best person I can be. And that's why I'm so hard, going so hard in terms of how my body's changing and my weightlifting and my conditioning and stuff like that, because I want to do this for me. I want to look sexy. I want to be skinny. I want to, selfishly. But, at the same time, the more that I do that and the more that I see progress and I see results, I'm even more motivated. And it's at the point where it's, consistent now, so it's not even, it's, second nature. I don't have to, what's it called? It doesn't take much. It took cutting out the sweets. I don't eat sweets. I eat, a couple cookies, but I don't see it on my face. I don't see it on my body. Even if I eat a lot, it's not showing up anywhere, and I like that. And it's just I went out to a restaurant a couple days ago and I took a picture with a waiter and he showed me, he was like, this is from 2023. He showed me, I was like, ugh. I was like, yo, I can't believe, I had my locks. I was just wow, it's crazy what a difference in 2 years can do. I look like a completely different person. And I tell everybody, I said, the biggest difference from that player and this player is just saying no, bruh. Learning how to say no.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know what? That reminded me, we were talking about the hope is that he notices the difference in how he feels, and the you're motivated to do, you want to feel the way that you will feel. And that's why that was so, because he didn't say, man, it's tough. Because sometimes you see people lose weight, but even after they lose weight,
they put it back on.
Yeah. And you hear them talk about it. They're like, oh, it's tough. I see pizza. I see this. I see that. But when it really sticks is when how you feel the new way outweighs how it tastes the other way.
Yeah.
And that is what I hear with that guy. You know, he wants to look good. I want to be skinny. I don't know, man. I believe in that guy moving forward a lot.
No, there's no doubt. First of all, he has the right approach. And listen, his only guilty thing was he loved to eat.
Yeah.
You know, he loved to eat. And because he's been awarded throughout his life being big, I guess he never really took the whole health part of it and how he could be an even better football player into consideration until they asked him, like, this is what we need from you. This is what we need you to be able to do this upcoming season. He accepted that challenge. And I just love the fact he stuck. He stuck with it. Because some guys can come in training camp, and they've had the whole offseason to sort of get in shape and get weight down. But then what happens when the season starts? Your routine is different. You have to consciously stay on top of it. And he's done that. And one thing he said in there, he talked about the results.
Yes.
Likes the results that, he's putting out. And that's the thing that we had brought up that we thought would be a motivating factor for him is that, dude, it's one thing to be known as a run stopper, but you only playing 15 snaps a game.
Yep.
20 snaps a game, you're a former first-round pick. That had to bother him a little bit. And now to be out there the way that he was, should have been a Pro Bowler this year, in my opinion. Certainly in the discussion from a defensive standpoint, as a defensive MVP of the Eagles this year, you know, along with the way Zach Bond played this year, the way Jalen Hunt played this year, Cooper played this year. And we know what Quinyon does every week, even though it may not show up in the stat sheet. Jordan Davis was in that group with those guys week in and week out making plays. So especially when Jalen Carter went down.
Yes.
I think that's when it really showed, because it's one thing to play next to Jalen Carter and benefit from the attention that he receives. But when he wasn't in there for 4 weeks, Jordan had to step up. Him and Moral Jomo had to step up, and both of them did a great job. I'm happy for him as well. And I'm sure with you've been in his shoes.
Yeah, I lost a lot of weight.
You've been in his shoes, so
people see me. I'm 5'11". I was 234 pounds. Yeah. My waist was like 44 or something like that. So, you mentioned he said how he feels.
Mm-hmm.
There's a quote. People hate this quote, but I love it. After I lost weight, you remember the model Kate Moss?
Yeah,
Kate Moss said, "Nothing tastes as good as being skinny feels." And like,
how about that?
And like, I always, every time I'm tempted, I'm like, I kind of like the way my jeans fit this way.
Right.
You know, if you could just get past that, and it seems like he's gotten past that, it's going to make a huge difference in his career.
And that bag going to make a huge difference in that bag.
Oh, yeah, sure is.
That's pretty good motivation.
Yeah. 215. Yeah, no one ever offered me, you know, $100 million to get skinny. 215-592-9494. Joey in South Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Joey?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Joey?
Not much, man. I'm pumped. I'll tell you that. I've been waiting all week. And you know, how everybody been down on us this year. You know, we haven't had the best year, but we had a winning record. We are the defending champs. And, you know, we're on the right track right now. We're getting healthy, you know, at the right time. If we get past this week, it's going to be even better. You know, like you guys said, like a lot more people are going to jump back on and believe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel like we definitely need the whole city behind us to make this run possible again.
Yeah, and, I think people need to see it with their
coming.
Own eyes.
Yeah, you know it's coming, man. Like Spike said, they win this game Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
The floodgates are open next week.
Well, and all these people that are doubting, like the people that are pretty sure, you will not be able to find one person be able to admit to it. They'll be, I told you the whole time, the doubters. So, yeah, it'll be fun. They win this game. That's when it starts to feel real, you know? Especially, we had the Rams coming here or something after that. You know, the excitement for that. To have another, we luck out, get another home game or something. All right, Joey, I appreciate the call, brother.
Yeah, for sure. I got a buddy that's a Niners fan as well, so I just want to give him a shout-out. I know he's listening. He's a truck driver right now, but I just texted him. I said, I'm getting on air, and I'm going to shout you out. And
what's his name?
You know, his name is Rich.
Rich, go to hell.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
Rich.
Yeah.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. Yo. All right, Joey.
Listen, Niner fans, and I got a buddy who's a Niner fan, too, Big Mac. You just got to be proud of the season they had, based on the
cute
circumstances.
Cute story.
Yes. But it ends Sunday.
Yeah. There's a lot of Gen X Niners fans. If you're our age,
because
they were really good when we were younger, so there were a lot of Niners fans around here.
Oh, yeah. Niner fans are around, man.
Joining us now, the great Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Catch You Better You Bet on the new Westwood One Sports Network, weekdays 9 to noon. And You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1. What's up, Costos?
What's going on, guys? Great to be on with you today. How are we doing?
What's up, Nick?
How's the new schedule treating you? You know, we're all creatures of habit, so I know adjusting to a little bit earlier must have been different for you. How are you doing with it?
So this is the second full week. I've done 7 shows so far with a couple days off for the holiday last week. I would say that I'm starting to like it, but I'm still like exhausted at night, which is not a complaint. Just like it's a different schedule now. So like last night, because you have to, you know, I'm on at 9 a.m., so I'm waking up earlier now. And you stay up to watch the Ole Miss Miami game. I don't fall asleep until like 1 a.m. because I'm wired, and then you're up early. So aside from that, it's great. I get to spend more time with my daughter and my wife, which is awesome. So no complaints thus far.
Great.
Dude, the hair is looking good, brother. He looks good, man. You look good today,
just,
Nick.
Listen, I got, we're clanging and banging a little bit. Just saying.
Looks good,
not
man.
Not bad.
We just got a bicep flex if you're just listening and not watching. So, Costos, last I saw Eagles 5.5-point favorites. You've been on the Eagles all year. You were on the Eagles all last year. How you feeling about this one?
I think the Eagles will win and win big on Sunday. I think the point spread needs to be a little bigger. Maybe Trent Williams plays in the game. We don't have a Friday practice report yet from the Niners, but he had a limited practice yesterday. Even if he plays, he's not going to be 100%. And I think the way it's going to turn out is Nick Sirianni's decision to not play anyone last week, even though they lost to the Commanders, didn't get the 2 seed, I think is probably going to be a good thing to get everybody back healthy and get everybody to 100%. And San Francisco is kind of the walking wounded right now. Got stuffed into a locker last week by the Seahawks. Seattle's got a really good defense. I think the Eagles' defense is just as good, if not better. I think the Eagles win. I think they win by 7 or more coming up on Sunday and advance to the second round.
Wow. Yeah. You know, when I saw when I saw the line at 3.5, it was what it opened at. That is what gave me pause because, like you, I was like, this feels like a 6 or 6.5 game. And when it wasn't, that weirded me out a little bit. But that, it's built up to 5.5. Where do you think it ends at game time?
I think Kittle's going to play. We'll see about Pearsall. I think Trent Williams will probably play. I think we'll close at 5.5, like really close to 6. Like 5 is what's called a dead number. Like think about the math of the NFL. Games don't land 5 that often.
Yep.
6 games can land with the way the math of the NFL works. So I think we'll probably close 5, 5.5. I do like the Eagles, and I think the Eagles are one of 2 teams that are most likely to win the Super Bowl. Both play in the NFC. The other is the Los Angeles Rams. And if and when the Eagles and Rams play each other, obviously, advantage Eagles. Game will be in Philadelphia. So the Eagles are my bet to win the Super Bowl. But if it's not Philly, I do think it will be the LA Rams.
Before we get to the other game, sort of prediction. I have a number in my head. Let's say next week it's Rams at Eagles. And let's say the games go, you know, the Eagles win 23-10 and the Rams go in there and smoke the Panthers. What do you think the line is on a Rams-Eagles game in Philly next week?
Rams minus one. The Rams will be favored.
Yep. I thought point and a half. That was
Break out the underdog mask.
Yep. So
the Rams, it'll basically be pick the winner of the game. Like, I'll bet the Eagles if that's what it is. But like, that would be what, as in, if I were an Eagles fan, which I'm not. But I am an Eagles better here.
Yeah,
that's the team that concerns you. I wouldn't be concerned with any other team in the end. Maybe slightly having to go to Seattle, but it's Darnold against Jalen Hurts, and one guy has won in a big spot, the other hasn't. The Rams would be the only team that I would fear in the NFC.
So, of the other games this weekend, what do you like the most?
I love the Steelers on Monday night, as a home dog against the Texans. Now, that point spread was 3.5 a couple days ago. Now it looks like we're going to come down to 2.5. But I still think if you can get a piece of Steelers plus 3, I think that's a good bet. It's not that Houston shouldn't be a road favorite in the game. It's that Houston can't be a 3-point road favorite. Their offense stinks, and the Steelers are home. And not that this matters, but it's a way for me to pump up my pathetic football team. The Steelers haven't lost at home on Monday Night Football since they lost to the Giants in 1991, which has nothing to do with anything other than me getting to say something nice about the Giants. And it's nothing to do with anything. So I like the Steelers plus the 3.5. I do like Green Bay tomorrow night in Chicago. Now, there's a caveat associated with this. We don't know how bad the wind is going to be. It may be like 30 miles per hour. Obviously, outdoor game in Chicago in the Windy City in January at night makes sense, right? If the wind is really bad, we won't know till tomorrow. I think it's advantage Bears. But if it's not, and that's where we're trending, I think the Packers are better than Chicago. I think the Packers will win the game tomorrow night in Soldier Field.
You know, you mentioned you're a Giants fan. Now, everyone expects John Harbaugh to go to the Giants, or at least that's the...
It's not happening. Wow. I don't think
so. You don't think it'll happen? Or what would your preference be?
Well, my preference is Kevin Stefanski.
Ah, interesting.
I think he's the right coach to work with. Jackson Dart.
Okay.
Like, if you told me Harbaugh was coming with like Todd Monken, and even like, I don't love Todd Monken, but I think he's a good offensive coordinator. Who is his offensive coordinator? And the other thing with Harbaugh is, you know, he was kind of at the forefront a number of years ago. Like, think about the way coaches go for two now and go for it on fourth downs. Harbaugh was one of the first coaches that did that. And now as the years have gone on, it feels like everyone's kind of caught up. And now, like, what's he on the cutting edge of? Like, I would actually argue nothing. And that doesn't mean he's not a good coach, or I wouldn't want him to coach the Giants. He would be probably my third choice, honestly. Stefanski would be my top choice. I'd love Brian Flores, but he's kind of suing the Giants, so I don't know if that will happen.
Yeah, it might be a weird vibe.
Yeah, probably not going to happen. Yeah. But I'd be okay with Harbaugh, but here's what I think is going to happen with Harbaugh. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
So, the Buffalo... I promise this will all make sense. The Buffalo Bills are at a pick 'em price on Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Packers are at basically a pick 'em price tomorrow night against the Chicago Bears. Now, I said prior to last week's Sunday Night Football Ravens Steelers that if the Ravens lose, they're going to fire John Harbaugh. And people are like, oh my God, how could you say that? There's no way. Well, it happened. Not that that means I'm going to be right about this, but I think I'm going to be right about it. If the Buffalo Bills lose on Sunday to Jacksonville, we are at an identical timeline to the Ravens with John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson. They're in the same draft class. The coaches have been there the whole time. We will enter year 9 in 26 without even getting to a Super Bowl if the Bills don't get there. If the Bills lose on Sunday, they need to fire Sean McDermott. That needs to be it. And is John Harbaugh the next head coach of the Buffalo Bills? Like, why would John Harbaugh coach the Giants if you could coach Josh Allen?
Oh, for
and like
sure.
Win easier next year.
Yeah. Right.
The other one to consider. And I think the Bills should fire McDermott if they lose. I don't think the Packers should fire Matt LaFleur if they lose, but there is a lot of smoke around Matt LaFleur's job security. And the Miami Dolphins just hired today the Green Bay Packers vice president of personnel to be their new general manager, and they have a head coaching vacancy. What if the Packers lose to the Bears and fire Matt LaFleur, and John Harbaugh can go coach Jordan Love and Micah Parsons? So my sense on Harbaugh, when it came out that he's waiting until next week to take interviews, there's no way that's by accident. I'm sure he's waiting to see what happens this weekend with some of these playoff teams that may end up firing their coaches.
Yeah. That's a good call.
Yep.
One last quick one. Just if you had a thought on the Rams minus 10 or 10.5 at the Panthers.
So, yeah, so I think the Rams are going to win.
Yeah.
Do I think they'll win by more than 10? Maybe. Betting wise, I'd put the Rams at, like, I like the Rams and Eagles as two legs of a money line parlay. I think they'll both win. Just, you know, on November 30th, the Panthers beat the Rams in Carolina 31-28. So they played like 5 weeks ago and Carolina won. Everything went right for the Panthers in that game.
Yeah.
Won the turnover battle 3-0, had a pick six. Carolina went 7 of 15 on third down and 3 for 3 on fourth down. Ran really hot on high leverage downs. So, like, that can happen again. It doesn't have to be that it doesn't. And if it happens, Carolina can definitely win. Just, like, what's the chance that that happens?
Right.
I think it's pretty slim. Devontae Adams is back. I think the Rams win. Do they win by more than 10? I'm not sure. I'm not going to bet the game. I think the Rams will win.
All right. Well, Kostos, congratulations on the new show. That is 9 to noon on the Westwood One Sports Network. And good luck with the bets this weekend, my friend.
Yeah, I did an interview earlier today with Awful Announcing.
Okay.
And they asked me, Spike, about your comments on sports radio recently.
Oh, yeah.
And ooh, if I boy. Agree. And I got to say, I love Spike Eskin, and he's really smart, and I agree with him, and I love going on his show. So you got to plug in my interview. How about that?
Well, thank you, because I almost said a bad word there. Awful Announcing loves to get people to say something about me that isn't positive. I don't know why. Maybe the clicks are great. I don't know. So I appreciate you doing that. All that means is that it's not going to be a headline. That's all that
That's
means.
Fine.
If you had said
Let's
Spike.
Tell the truth.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you, Costa.
Scrawny, has bad tattoos, bad sports.
Hey!
Should have called him a Nepo baby.
Hey.
Listen,
like
Spike's dad can be who he is. Spike is talented. So you can't say that Nepo babies don't have talent. Spike has talent.
Well,
so,
thank you.
There we go.
Thank you, Costa.
Here we go.
All right. Get out of here, brother.
Wishing everybody minimal sweats when he bets the absolute very best of luck. And I will admit, in closing, I have considered placing a futures bet on the Philadelphia 76ers in the Eastern Conference.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Don't think it's my Knicks, but
Nikki Philadelphia. Yep. All the Philly teams.
All right, Kostos. Take it easy, man.
All right, brother.
Phillies suck. Bye.
All right, there it is. Host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider
They're about
calls.
To get Boba shit.
Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. There he is, the great Nick Kostos. Actually, that is not right. It is not the BetMGM network. You hear it on the Westwood One Sports Network. So they sent the new copy. It's not exactly right. That's okay. 215-592-9494. Well, you know, it's wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well,
yeah. Okay. What do you got to do?
What can you do?
I should have looked at it first.
Yeah.
Well. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next. We'll find out maybe some more information on how happy the Eagles locker room was yesterday as Thirsty Elliot goes into the first playoff game of the year. Also get an update on health, Lane Johnson, all that sort of stuff. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So Elliot will give us the update on the health of our players. You probably know the health of your windows, and it's probably not that healthy. And it's something you put off. You even put it off when I told you about Guida's big winter sale in December. You realize you made a mistake. The good news is the folks at Guida, they're like, you know what? We're going to extend the big winter sale all the way through January. So what does that mean? 40% off every window or door you buy. So the windows, 40% off every expertly installed energy efficient replacement window. And you get free high performance low E glass, which is a real thing that is really meaningful when you end up going to Guida and they show it to you. Man, it is cool. 40% off any door, garage door, insulated entry door, patio door, whatever it is. Start your project with no money down, not one penny, and pay it off interest-free for up to 12 months. Limited time offer goes through January. Act now. Call Guida. Set up a free no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.